in Ananzaki is here now with business. Kia ora, a big loss for the warehouse.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, retailer The Warehouse has reported a first half-year loss with sales down 5%, with the sale of Torpedo 7 taking a toll on the bottom line. The group's net loss was $23.7 million, which includes a $55.5 million loss from Torpedo 7 and a write-off of the asset. Excluding Torpedo 7, the company's adjusted profit rose 19% to just under $31 million, with grocery sales up 12% and making up about 20% of total sales. But the slimming down will continue, with Chief Executive Nick Grayston saying it'll sell or close its online platform, The Market, which isn't meeting growth expectations, by the end of this financial year. He says the focus is on developing its product range to appeal to its key customers.
The core of our business, and again this comes out of the customer research, has remained strong with a lot of our core customers, but really need to win back, you know, critical shoppers like young mums and tweens and so forth, and that's why we're putting the right products in to do that and starting to get some good reactions in the early stages of that rollout. Much more to come.
Nick Grayston says the economic downturn is expected to affect the second half of the year as well. The warehouse chair, Joan Withers, says the board will be working to restore shareholder confidence in the business.
It's shareholder value that has been long suffering. I think we've continued to serve our customers very well. We've continued to look after our team members incredibly well, but we've got to get this business back where it needs to be.
And the warehouse will pay an interim dividend to shareholders of 5 cents per share. Consumer confidence has perked up to its highest level in more than 2 years, but overall sentiment remains pessimistic. The Westpac McDermott Miller Index rose 4.3 points in the March quarter to 93.2. A reading below 100 is pessimism. Senior economist Satish Ranjod says some of the economic and financial pressures are starting to ease. The biggest improvement in sentiment has been in the so-called squeezed middle, households with annual incomes between $70,000 and $150,000.
We have seen a bigger pickup in confidence amongst those families who are on middle-range incomes. And I think that's reflecting that this is their income bracket that's probably feeling that relief from the easing off in mortgage pressures. They're potentially also feeling a bit more upbeat about the possibility of income tax reductions later this year.
Satish Ranjod says consumers are still reluctant to buy a big-ticket item, and the survey shows men more optimistic than women. A new private credit fund is targeting businesses who are finding it increasingly difficult to get bank loans. The Peninsula Credit Fund has been set up by former ANZ bankers Andrew Pride and Mark Hiddleston, and its backers include former Sistema owner Brendan Lindsay and the financial arm of Ngāti Porou. It's initially aiming for $60 million with a final target of $150 million. Peninsula Director Andrew Pride says access to bank credit is now harder for businesses as local banks move away from a relationship banking model where banks get to know the business to a scorecard approach.
The banks require sometimes more information, but they take longer to process that information. So for a borrower who needs the capital to either sort of grow or support their existing operations, time is the longer it takes to access that capital can result in negative consequences for the business. You know, and sometimes, you know, just the time it takes to get an answer, and that answer might be no, then that's problematic. I think as a business owner, they want answers.
Andrew Pride says all sectors except property development will be eligible for the fund. The Bank of Japan has raised the cost of borrowing for the first time in 17 years and ended 8 years of negative interest rates. Inflation has returned to the Japanese economy, an annual rate at 2%, after years of no growth and no inflation. Seijiro Takeshita of Shizuoka University says corporate Japan is still sluggish and the economy is not out of the woods yet.
It's basically normalization. Many people might think that we have a brisk economy. We don't. Our capital expenditure, which is spending by the corporation, is still brisk, but a lot of it is rather backpedaling type of rationalization type of investment. It's not a type of investment that brings out multiplier. And private consumption is still very doubtful whether it will be strong just because of cash income increases. The Japanese consumers are very conservative. So there's a lot of question mark. And under that kind of circumstance, I don't think Bank of Japan is in a position to continue to increase the rate.
That's Seijiro Takeshita of Shizuoka University. Well, let's check in on the financial markets now at 26 past 12. We are joined by Vanessa Otang of Jarden. Good afternoon, Vanessa. How's the local share market looking today? It was a good day yesterday.
Yes, well, the NZX 50, we're at 11,806 points today. So we're down 11 points, which equates to negative 0.1%. We do, however, have notably the warehouse group. They're trading at $1.45, so they're up 6.6% off the back of announcing their FY24 interim results. We also have KMD Brands. They're trading at 54 cents, so they're up 5.9%. And Westpac, they're at $28.66, up 3.2%. Conversely, at the other end, we have Vulcan Steel, $8.30. down 2.9%, Genesis Energy, $2.46, down 2.4%, and Fletcher Building, they're at $4.12, down 2.4% also.
And Vanessa, can we just have a headline Australian number and then the New Zealand dollar?
Sure. The ASX 200 is at 7,738 points. So we're up 0.5%, so we're up 35 points. Looking at the dollar, we're buying 60.47 US cents, 92.83 Australian cents, 47.54 British pence, 55.67 Euro cents, 4.35 Chinese yuan, and 91.30 Japanese yen.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Certainly. The 90-day bank bill is at 5.67%. The 10-year government bonds are at 4.65%. Looking at the oil, we've got the Brent crude at 87.38 US a barrel, and the spot gold is at 2,158 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you, Vanessa. That's Vanessa Otang of Jarden with our market update. And we'll have a wrap of the day's news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.
Thank you very much, Anand.